Yeah.
Witchcraft.
They say that 2012 is gonna all end.
I don't think so.
But I think it's just gonna keep on going.
It's gonna keep on flowing.
So what that tells me is that we need change right now.
Right now.
And have a spiritual awakening to move on.
We need appropriate penance from 8% of the people. You have to start with the appendix. We need to know that it's illegal. We need churches with more shelters and soup kitchens for giving. We need less pastors tithing and getting rich and for living. We need a real democracy, not a preordained debauchery. We need no chemtrails to erase the idiocracy. Less Western philosophy, politicians' apology. And more concern with earth problems and less concern with astronomy. We need rainforest and oxygen, no cancer and no toxins. We need no mercury in the fish. We need no surgeries with options. What be in this emergency? The hurry and the urgency. We need world peace. More than we need oil or killing for currency. We need to bring our troops home. Free Afghanistan and curse at Rome. We need the middle class in the White House and less control from Skull and Bones. We need to be told the truth. We should all be under a roof. We need food, clothing, and shelter. The Big Sky Mine will be my group.
Why we need change? Why this looks on my face? Why we need change? All
government and more power to the people. We should pray as one nation under a groove under the steeple. We should not be misled. Every child should have a bed. We need music videos and not reality TV instead. We need no ozone depletion, not confused with global warming. And be grateful and give thanks that we are awake for the morning. We need more creative control, so it don't become so boring. We need to stop being so starstruck, be refugees or reforming. We need to start buying gold, wave goodbye to Bill Fold. And know that greenbacks are yesterday, no matter what you've been told. And know that every time we close our eyes, we're all just only human. And have the same problems and the same days can be ruined. And no religion's the chosen one, whether Christian, Muslim, or Jewish. We need to free ourselves from classifications or being clueless. We need not to use any apathy, but be about taking action. We need to coexist as one and be accurately mathematically.
Why?